This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council condemned the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
We are now in a position to confirm that three United Nations staff members were among the fatalities, and two others were injured and are now being treated. Scores of Libyans are also among the injured.
The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday. Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for UN support mission in Libya. Police used tear gas on protesters in Hong Kong after anti-government marches went ahead in two areas of the Chinese territory Saturday in defiance of an official ban. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia confirms that radioactive materials were involved in an explosion at a Russian missile testing range. At least five people are confirmed dead, with several injuries reported. Emergency officials miles away reported a spike in background radiation. People were scrambling for iodine drops, and swimming and fishing were halted due to the presence of toxic rocket fuel. This is VOA News.